Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Fellas, if you like this channel, make sure to go check out my Odd Man Out, my new channel. I'm going to do stories. It's pretty much just like I do right here, except dealing with just men's stories. I'm moving some of the other stories that I've actually done here over there. For example, Hollywood hypocrite stuff and the movie stuff and bad actors and all this other good things. I'm putting that over on the other channel so we can focus more about stories about guys and things like that here. But if you like my stuff here, it's very, very similar over there. There shouldn't be anything to make you not like it. Today's story, so if you go to Reddit and you find a story that somebody wrote, you can click on their username and it'll show all the stories that they've written over time. Well, somebody found this gal that broke up with her boyfriend because she thought he was broke, but he really wasn't broke. He was just thrifty. You could maybe even say cheap. So let's go over this real quick and we will talk about it. Basically, the first part, it just says, TLDR, too long, didn't read. My boyfriend kept his wealth a secret from me throughout our entire relationship. I ended the relationship on the pretext that he wasn't money or career motivated. He didn't say anything to the contrary. Well, come to find out, and I won't read this whole paragraph, but I'll leave the link below. Come to find out, basically, is that he didn't dress fancy. He had a very cheap place. He didn't have expensive clothes. He didn't have expensive furniture. Just lived very low to the ground. And when she tried to question him about, hey, where are you going with your career, your life? He said, you know what? I'm pretty happy the way things are. And I'm pretty happy about this. That's kind of where we are. So I'm going to snap to right after that where she said she broke up with him and moved on. She said, after we broke up, I said I was breaking up with him. He said, fine by me, and asked me to leave. I went to hug him on my way out. Instead, he just guided me out the door and slammed it shut behind him. He stiff-armed her. He's like, nope, I'm good. Thank you very much. She said, with prior boyfriends, we'd still talk or text a bit after we'd broken up. Sometimes we'd even still hook up. I don't know. I just never had a bad breakup. I always try to remain on good terms. I haven't heard a word from Will, even after texting him multiple times and calling him once. So she saw two of his friends at the gym today. We made small talk. I tried to explain myself, saying he was a great guy, but our views on money and the future didn't seem to mesh. To this, one friend chuckled to himself and walked away. I asked the other friend, what was that about? He says, yeah, we heard. The thing is, Will's loaded. He inherited his grandpa's land, in which is leased to oil and gas companies. I've seen the quarterly check he gets, and they're more than my yearly salary. Good luck getting him to spend it, though. He's a if it ain't broke, don't fix it type mentality. Just look at that piece of crap car he drives. This has me completely baffled and upset me. Now, remember, she broke up with him. I dated him for 10 months when I thought he was penniless. Proof, I'm not a gold digger. I'm a 26-year-old woman who needs to be pragmatic. I can't just indefinitely date someone with a future being so uncertain. He could have said something, anything during our breakup when I was explaining my doubts about our relationship. Instead, he said nothing, and now he refuses to talk to me. It makes absolutely no sense. I just feel so low right now. If a man with disposable income meets a woman he likes, doesn't he want to treat her? He said he saw me in his future. Why didn't he care enough to share these things with me? He could have easily kept our relationship alive by being forthcoming. Someone please help me make sense of the situation. So here's the thing, okay? If a guy is closed-fisted with his money, that is never, ever, ever going to change. Or if it does, it's going to be a very long time until it changes. So this guy could have all the money in the world, but he's not going to spend it on you. And it has nothing to do with you as the woman. It's just that he's tight-fisted and he doesn't want to spend it where it's not necessarily, where it's not a necessity. This is her personality. Has nothing to do with you as a woman. It has nothing to do with him as a guy. It's just the way he decides to save his money for future rainy days. This guy's smart. This guy gets it. If you don't need to spend it, don't spend it. Invest it wisely and it'll roll over for you. A good way to think of it is if I have $1 million and I put that in the stock market, and if you get a dividend, something that pays back, say 3.5%, your $1 million just sitting there will make you $35,000 a year before taxes. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but you can put, I think it's either $50 or $100 a month away, tucking it into the stock market with average returns, and never increase that amount. So when you're 35, it'll be $100 a month. When you're 52, it'll be $100 a month. If you do that from 18 until the age of retirement at 65, you, over the previous history of track record of the stock market, you'll have $1 million. Now, most of us end up putting in, when you get a really good job, you end up putting the maximum amount, which I think is $18,000 a year that you can put into like a Roth 401k or a 401k. So, but if you start super young and put $100, well, look at this guy, right? He's tucking it all away. He might be able to retire at 30 or 35. Maybe he's already retired, living the good life. But she feels like she missed out because he has money, but he wouldn't spend it on her. Well, she's never going to be happy with this guy because he's never going to spend it on her. And it doesn't matter how much he loves her. That's not important to him, spending money on. So they break up, everything's done, and she feels bad. Well, she feels like she lost. She did like this guy, she said, but she felt like he wasn't going anywhere, and he didn't try to persuade her any different. Here's the thing. If he really cared about her, he would have tried to persuade her differently. He would have talked to her. But the fact is, after a long time, he just said, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Well, then he didn't care about her. So let's move forward. Like I said, somebody clicked onto this username and found all the stories. So now flash forward. Here's the next story in the line. In 2014, I went through a pretty bad breakup. I met Will at a party, so on and so forth. She said I was happy for a while, unhappy for a while, not going to lie. And she kind of goes back to her old story and rehashes that. This is moving forward. She said, after breaking up, I was pretty unhappy for a while, not going to lie. Went on a few dates, had a few Tinder flings, but nothing serious. Around summer of 2015 is when things started to turn around and I felt I was in a good place. So she ends up going to a party. She says, the girls and I are there early. I have a few cocktails. Everything's going great. Then Will walks through the door, her ex. He saw me. He smiled, walked directly over to me, gave me a big hug with his arms wrapped around me, smelling his cologne. I just melted. In that moment, whatever bad feelings I had about a relationship were completely gone. I genuinely missed him. I got through 15 minutes of small talk with him, my heart racing the entire time. He remembered all those little details about me, and my friends and family, so on and so forth. I couldn't believe it. When I told him about my job, my new apartment, he seemed happy for me. When the conversation ended, he gave me another quick hug and then went towards the kitchen. So basically after this, his girlfriend comes. I'm trying to skip over the story. I'll leave the link. I don't want to read it all out. Basically after that, Will's new girlfriend comes in. The old girlfriend felt jealous, went to her car, cried her eyes out. Now remember, she's the one that broke up with him. So now she decides, well, I'm gonna play a prank on him. Now this is just a couple months ago. This is a year after that. One night last year, I consumed way too much alcohol with my crazy friend, and we came up with this half-baked idea to mess with my ex. See, why is he still in her head? Because he gave her the brush off. She found out he had money. He's a bad boy, right? He's a bad boy. All the girls like the bad boys because he showed he had, again, higher value by, number one, he's got money and he didn't spend it on her. And number two, when she said, hey, I think we're through, he's like, see ya. I mean, he definitely showed very high value in that. And again, a lot of times guys say, well, if you do that, she's not going to care anymore. You were a jerk to her. But again, here's from the horse's mouth, as it were, her saying the opposite. She said, so they got drunk with a friend, made an account on a dating website using my ex's new girlfriend's pictures. So they found pictures of the girlfriend, I guess on Facebook, of his girlfriend, and made an account, a fake account. We then made a fake guy account and had them message back and forth saying flirty sexual things. Then we screenshotted the conversation and sent it to Will, posing as the guy, essentially saying, sorry, bro, didn't know she had a boyfriend. When I woke up the next morning, I immediately regretted everything. I couldn't believe all we'd done, all this crazy nonsense. I deleted all the accounts, hope my ex hadn't seen the message. Right. Or maybe, oh, and she says, I never heard anything back, so I assumed everything was fine. Or maybe you were hoping they would break up and somehow he would think back of her and decide to give you a call. Maybe strike things up again. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know for sure, but it sure sounds like. Why keep messing with this guy? You broke up with him a couple of years ago by the time she writes this story, and yet you're still effing with him. Leave the guy alone. He didn't want you. He didn't want to spend money on you. You broke up with him, and now she's going to keep reaching out and screwing with him. She says, Let's see. I talked to a friend yesterday who knows my ex, and I asked if he was still dating his girlfriend. And the friend goes, no, that, and this is, I guess, a little time had passed. She said, no, they broke up in a month ago or so, which would have been right around the time we sent that message. I really hope this is just a coincidence, but I don't think it is. No kidding, Sherlock. No kidding. My ex ended our relationship very abruptly, and I could see him doing the same thing if he suspected infidelity. Yep, I feel pretty horrible right now. You know, the problem is, and this is a good example, I think, of sometimes what, and I talk about this with you guys as well, how you have to let things go. You know, a good story is some of the guys that have purchased or you bought Bitcoin back when it was $3. There was a guy that bought a pizza, one of the first transactions you could do, and it cost him something like 19 Bitcoins. And that was the value of like $12 at the time. It's when Bitcoin was like 80 cents. And if you think about that today, you could say, oh my gosh, I'd have like $200,000 for those Bitcoins. But you can't think of it that way. You know, hindsight is always 20/20. You can look back and look at all the mistakes you did and all the things you did wrong, but you can't live back there because you're the person that drives looking in the rear view mirror is not looking ahead at the road. And that's usually when you end up running into problems. That's what she did. You know, here's a guy that didn't want to spend the money. They weren't compatible. But for some reason, because he has it, she thinks, well, maybe someday. Or maybe if we get married, maybe I might have an opportunity. The thing is, I don't think she's actually after the money. I think she genuinely liked this guy. But the problem is that she didn't wait it out, number one. And number two, he had no interest in her. This was a done relationship when she broke up with him. She did the right thing by breaking up with him. I'm not faulting her for that. She was never going to get the attention. And if he can, again, if he, your guy just says, see ya, well, he didn't care about her. That's where she should have cut it off, called it a win for herself by getting out of a relationship that wasn't right for her and moving on. Instead, she goes through this heart melt a year or two later, which shows she's not over him. And then a year after that, decides to mess with him. And what she did was very conniving and very sneaky and downright evil. And she ended up making this guy maybe break up with a girl that really liked him. So, you know, the moral of the story out of all of this is that when you walk away from something, when you break up with a girl or she breaks up with you, when you leave a job that wasn't really panning out and turns out you were next in line for the promotion, when you do anything in your life, you know, if you, they say never to burn bridges. I'll tell you something, and I think that's the wrong advice. The best advice I would say is burn that bridge while flipping everybody off on the other side of it and telling them to F off. Because then that bridge is no longer an option, and it forces you to move forward in your life. No more looking over your shoulder, no more wondering if, no more, you know, hey, you know, maybe I made a bad decision. Just end it and move forward. And when you do that, you'll be happier. You'll be miserable at first, but in the long run, you'll be happier. When I had a network engineering job, I made a really good salary. I just quit. I had enough one day and I quit. And I sold everything I owned except for maybe my scuba diving gear and some clothes. And I dropped my dog off at my parents' house. I traveled, I backpacked around the world for a little bit more than a year. It cost me about 10 grand. Which is not bad, you know, when you're closing in on 50 years old. You got that kind of scratch to spend, and if you invest wisely. And I'll tell you something, it was the best decision I ever made. Those bridges are gone. I can't go back to old relationships because I don't talk to those people anymore. I don't have contact with any of them because I don't have social media other than a Twitter account to go search new news. And I don't have any way to go back to my old job. I mean, really, if I asked, maybe I could if I put in nicely. But the boss that I worked for and the people that knew me are gone, so I wouldn't have a leg up going back. So what do I do? Instead, you turn your life around and go a new direction. Sometimes if you're really, really behind in a chess game, just lay the king over, say you resign, wipe the board, and start over. And if you do that, I think it's actually easier to kind of get your life back on track. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, check out my new channel, Odd Man Out. I do stories just like I do here. As I said earlier, I do stories just like I do here, except on different topics. But other than that, same format, same everything. Like, comment, share, subscribe. To those of you that have supported me directly with the links below on my Patreon, Subscribestar, and PayPal, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, burn those bridges. Don't look back. And just keep plowing ahead. You'll find what's right for you in time.